Folks, be careful when you leave home. I don't mean leaving home permanently. I mean leaving home whenever you leave, in the morning, in the afternoon, three times a day, doesn't matter. You need to be careful when you're leaving home. It's a matter of esteem, and I'll tell you why. A lot of times we leave home and we're distracted. We're late, we're concerned, we're annoyed, and that causes us to be unprepared. It might be something minor, like leaving a pen at home, or it might be something major, like leaving our wits at home. You need to stop. Even if it's in your car, even if it's when you're starting the engine, or when you're waiting outside for transportation, you need to stop and say, where am I going and why? What is it I'm trying to accomplish? Am I going to one place or four places, three stops, two stops? What do I need? What do I need to have with me? What do I need to be thinking about? What kind of attitude should I have? You need to take a moment to regroup. We often rush out the door. And this is the proverbial door. This is the figurative door. It might be a hotel room. It might be an office building. It might be our home. It might be going from one appointment to the next. It might be leaving a doctor's office. But we're going out a door and we're going someplace else. And we need time to adjust to where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish, because too often we're taking the past experience with us. If you're leaving the dentist's office and the Novocaine wears off, when you're in an appointment in another hour, you might start feeling some pain as the Novocaine wears off. That's the remnant of where you were before. Now, that's pretty unavoidable, although maybe you shouldn't have scheduled that appointment, but it is avoidable not to take with us things that we don't have to take with us. An argument with a spouse, a disappointment with a phone call, a bill we didn't expect, and take that to our next meeting, that's not good conduct. So prepare yourself for appropriate behaviors in terms of what lies ahead. Your self-esteem is dependent on your own preparation for what's coming ahead of you, and not what you just left behind.